Blackstone Audio presents Still Life by Louise Penny. This book contains the following dedication. This book is given, along with all my heart, to Michael. Chapter 1. Miss Jane Neal met her maker in the early morning mist of Thanksgiving Sunday. It was pretty much a surprise all round. Miss Neal's was not a natural death, unless you're of the belief everything happens as it's supposed to. If so, for her 76 years, Jane Neal had been walking toward this final moment when death met her in the brilliant maple woods on the verge of the village of Three Pines. She'd fallen spread-eagled, as though making angels in the bright and brittle leaves. Chief Inspector Armand Gamache of the Sûreté du Québec knelt down, his knees cracking like the report of a hunter's rifle, his large, expressive hands hovering over the tiny circle of blood marring her fluffy cardigan, as though, like a magician, he could remove the wound and restore the woman. But he could not. That wasn't his gift. Fortunately for Gamache, he had others. The scent of mothballs, his grandmother's perfume, met him halfway. Jane's gentle and kindly eyes stared, as though surprised to see him. He was surprised to see her. That was his little secret. Not that he'd ever seen her before. No. His little...